What an incredible start to church we had today. Congratulations, Zara, for your baptism. And what a community we have here. One of the things that I love about church is that it brings people together. Now, I didn't grow up in the church. I became an Adventist when I was 15 years old. I made a decision to be baptized. And please don't do this, okay, elders? Don't ever do this. On the day of my baptism, as Pastor Daniel was saying, you know, you're outside congratulating the person that got baptized and all that, and welcoming them to church. On this particular day, I stood there waiting for people to, you know, oh, congratulations, good choice coming into the church. Wow, you know, following Jesus' light, that's amazing. And I was waiting for that. And one of the elders, and this is the elder, out of the church chosen by the board, he walks up to me and he shakes my hand and goes, "You're not going to last, son." And he walks off. Please do not do that to our kids, because our kids are valuable. And ever since that day, it has been my passion, being fueled by not anger, but love for Jesus, love for God, and love for people. It has been my passion to create an environment and a community where our kids thrive. To have a culture in the church where it nurtures our young people. Have a culture of a community in our church where people bring up the kids. You know, you've heard the saying, it takes a village to bring up a child. So it has been my passion ever since that day to make sure that every single young person knows that this is their community. This is their family. This is where they can make mistakes and still be loved. This is where they can come as who they are and still be accepted for what they look like and what they wear. This is a community that no matter what kind of music they're into in terms of worship, whether they lift their hands up or just stand still, they are welcome to worship God the way they feel comfortable. And coming here today, I was excited. The first person I met from your church was Ben, and I was looking forward to coming here when I met Ben. Had a brief conversation with him a couple of weeks ago at a training weekend that we had, and I was like, I want to go to that place because I want to see Ben again. And it was so good to come here today, and I hope that this is what happens every single Sabbath, because the moment I walked in, I was not left alone. And I thought, wow, this is good. I met Craig. So thank you, Craig, for taking time to talk with me. And I met Jules. Thank you for wherever you're sitting for chatting with me. I really appreciate that. Now imagine if every young person and family comes here and say, man, I want to come back to that church because they love me. This is great. So doing what we did this morning in welcoming Zara and praying for her and over her and her family, that was great. And I encourage that. Please continue to do that as a church, because this is our future. Today, for those of you who don't know me, I think it's only Ben and a few of you that I've met that know my name. My name is Willie. I am a pastor, and I will show you. When Pastor Dan asked me to do a kids' church, I'm like, oh, I got here. And what I love was the change from kids' church to children's church. I love that word children because we're all part of the children of God. So let your light shine. Let me just... I got warned today that it might not work. So this is my family. I've got two daughters. My wife, they're not here today. We've just recently moved from Western Australia. I'm not going to brag about Western Australia, so I don't want to get thrown out of this place. But we're loving Melbourne. We're loving the way that, you know, the traffic is really cool. Man, it takes 24 minutes to get to a place that takes 5 minutes. But that's fantastic. Loving it. Loving the weather. You know, every day it's like we play this game. Guess what's going to be like today? What are we going to wear? But we're loving the weather, we're loving the food, we're loving the people. Oh, it's just amazing. We went camping down to Lake's Entrance last weekend, and we met a couple of guys that had their families there with their caravans. They were the most loveliest guys I've met. They don't go to church or anything, but they're fieries, and they were so good. So loving the people, loving the energy that Melbourne brings, and loving our churches here. So I hope our ministry here will help create a culture in our churches that will allow young people to thrive, because that's my passion. So for those of you who don't know, I'm currently working as Shanae's assistant. So she's my boss, and I'm the assistant. She does all the work, and I just sit there like, wow, you know everything. That's so good. I'm so glad you're here. She's amazing, and she's doing an awesome job in the children and family ministries. So my background, I've been in Western Australia for 18 years as a pastor, and I served as a youth director for 11 years before moving over here. So that's me in a nutshell. Loving it. So today I want to talk to you about lights. The children, thank you so much, Kosha, for the story. As you were telling the story and showing all those things, I leaned over to Ben. I said, oh, she's using all my stuff. No, that's all good. Let's look at some natural lights that God created. Because I can tell you, from Psalms 19, verse 1, it says that the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. So let's look at some of the lights and the things that God created. This is a beautiful sunrise, isn't it? Can anyone guess where this is? Don't worry, I have no idea either. So whatever you give me, it'll be the correct answer. Oh, let me go back. All right. That is a beautiful sunset. Does anyone know where this is? I know where this is because I actually took the photo. This is not Samoa. This is the Cook Islands. This was right behind where we stayed when we went for a wedding in the Cook Islands. Beautiful, isn't it? You guys are probably wishing now, oh man, I've got to save up, eh? If there's anywhere in the world that you need to go, Cook Islands is the place. That's another sunset. That's beautiful. Now I can brag. This is WA. This is Broome. So if you've never been to WA, go to Broome. Broome is absolutely beautiful. What I did forget to put up was in Broome, there's special and what they call the stairway to heaven. And you see it at nighttime when the moon shines on the water, and you can just see it's like a staircase all the way up, and it connects the water with the moon. I didn't put that up because I didn't have a photo of it. Absolutely beautiful again. This is Cable Beach in Broome. Ah. Now, I didn't take that photo. I wish I did, but I didn't. Is the moon on the water? Isn't our God great? Isn't our God creative? Isn't our God beautiful? Look at that. Now, I got that off Google. Be honest. That is at night. Now, that I didn't get off Google. Actually, that is actually where a place in where the country that I was born in. So that was taken in Hawaii. Absolutely beautiful. There's some Christmas lights. Now, this is not natural, I know, but my family and I, we love going to see Christmas lights around the Christmas period. There's some families out there, and God bless their souls, that they just love putting lights together, especially light shows for the kids. We often put it out, but I know that along our street, back in WA, like, this is just a little incident, so don't judge WA from this incident, okay? But as we put our lights out, one day I came out and the whole street, people have just come and wrecked our lights. It's not very nice. Here's another beautiful light. Hey, can anyone guess that, kids, young people? That was a burning bush that was burning but not burning. And that's Moses talking to God, to this burning bush. And then there's a star that led the three wise men to finding baby Jesus. Psalms 19 verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." I got to tell you, young people, and I got to tell you, church, that we serve a very, very creative God. We serve a God that knows everything. We serve a God that's put everything in place for you and me. We serve a God that we cannot explain, fully explain. I love that verse. Let's jump to John 18, verse 12, where it says, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said to them, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" So we just saw today, I've just shown you the lights that God created. They were absolutely beautiful. And like Hosha said, light is for direction. It gives us direction. It gives us the ability to see where we're going so that we can make decisions, right? God created light. And then here in this verse, Jesus is saying, "I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And whoever follows me, you don't have to walk in darkness anymore. You will have the light of life." And then we go to Matthew chapter 5. I'm about to finish up. Don't worry, lunch is ready. We go to Matthew 5, and Matthew 5, 14 to 16, where Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." Wow. So firstly, Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world," and then now he says that you're the light of the world. I want to dissect that a little bit. Especially when Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world." Kids and children, this is about you today. So I'm going to make this as simple as possible for you, okay? So Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Jesus didn't say, "I am a light to the world." And you're wondering, "Oh, why do you need to explain that?" Well, let me explain a little bit. So when Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world," he didn't say, "I'm the light to the world," because when we say, if he said that he was a light to the world, it means that he was separate from the world. He was outside shining his light to the world. Does that make sense? And he'll switch it off whenever he wants, and then the world will have no light. Now, that's what happened if Jesus said that, "I'm light to the world." But Jesus says, "I'm light of the world," meaning that he's part of the world. He's in the world, and that without his light, the world will see darkness. That he is in the world. And then he turns around and goes, "Hey, you're the light of the world." He didn't say, "You're the light to the world." No, he said, "You're light of the world. So make sure you shine. Don't hide." And I love the drama today as well. Don't hide your light. There's a story of a young lady that I baptized years and years ago. Her name is Kelly. She's a twin. Are you recording this? Okay. She's a twin. And this twin, these twins, have the foulest mouths ever. They got kicked out of all the schools they went to. And our school, north of WA, was the only school that accepted them. And we're wondering why we accepted them. So they would walk around picking up rocks, throwing at everything, smashing the school. And the school wasn't all that great because that's what kids do. It was normal that they just break everything at the school. So this particular day, she was holding an ice cream and the principal told her to do something and she got mad at the principal and she went to throw the ice cream at the principal. Please don't do that, young people. And the ice cream went, but it missed the principal. And Kelly felt bad at that time. She felt really bad. And there was a meeting there saying, oh, look, we can't handle these kids anymore. Like, they're disturbing the classroom. What do we do? So they decided to expel the kids. Like, yeah, they've been given so many warnings. So I came in. That was my first year at this place as a chaplain. And I come in and said, look, I've just come out of college. I have this heart to save the world, and I'm here to save the world, so I am going to save the world. Come on. How about we give these kids another chance? You've just come. You have no idea what we've been putting up with for years. I was like, oh, just one. So they said, okay, well, you got a term. Work with these kids. So I did. And the response that we got, because they started learning about who Jesus was, this light. And it was like something switched. There was a switch in their minds. We're like, wow, okay. There is the Jesus that loves. There's a Jesus that cares. I'm really excited to say that Kelly accepted Jesus at the end of that year. I was on the phone to her mom because it was a boarding school. I was on the phone to her mom and said, hey, Kelly and your other daughter have decided to get baptized. Are you comfortable with that? I know you come from a Catholic background, but are you comfortable with them being baptized? Oh, Pastor Willie, no worries. Yeah, go for it. Get baptized. Let them have baptism. So we set this up on a Friday night. And I remember it was winter. It was really, really cold that they decided to get baptized that night. And I'm like, oh, no. You know, sometimes young people, we get stopped from getting baptized because you're still living a life that's not acceptable to some people. Well, sometimes we do accept and we do want to get baptized and we will still have struggles. So when this particular night, I was like, oh man, these girls haven't fully understood what it means. But that's not for me to judge because I'm going to journey with them. So as they were hopping in the water, I was hoping that they won't be swearing their heads off when they touch that cold water. That's what I was hoping. They got baptized. Today, Kelly is 32. She's got a daughter and she's married a pastor. And she's also finished her nursing degree. Simply because someone was willing to share the light. My question for you this morning before I sit down is, what light are you sharing? Is it bright or is it hidden? Are you saying, oh no, I'm going to put a bucket over it because I don't want to offend anybody? Or you say, oh, hang on, I'll just hide that. I'm not a Christian when I go to work. But I'll be a Christian when I come to Sabbath. Share the light. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. Now, I'm going to invite a few young people and some oldies as well. Please don't get offended when I say you're an oldie. I'm 40-something. I'm getting there too. So the older generation, if I can have at least 5 of you come up, that would be great. And if you come up very quickly, we will go to lunch very quickly. And young, if I can have some kids, please come forward. I need about 5 kids. Wow. Okay. One turn up.
What do I do? Pastor Dan, what do? Do I jump? No. If I can just have five, please Ben will be one. Yeah. Pastor Dan will be one. Another. Yeah, cool. I need to take this out of my pocket. Oh, you got a light. Yes, that's cool. Okay, so I've got some candles. I wasn't going to go home without using my candles, Kosher. I wasn't. So I'm going to give you an orange candle. I'm going to give you a purple candle. Okay, no, yep. Okay. A blue candle.
Wait, is this a purple one?
Yeah, yeah. A green candle. A red candle. Now, if you're standing with the kid and the kid's taking a candle, adult, could you please... hold it for them. And are you guys okay with candles? Yeah, okay. I've got special candles for you. If I can find those candles, I have found the candles. Come here. There you go, girls. All right, there you go. One each. All right. So, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to light the candles. Please bear with us. There is a point to this. Don't blow your candle out yet, okay? Oh, are you okay? Yes, where's the fire extinguisher?
No. All right. Oh, mine's blue. Okay,
yeah. Now, can you tell me, you two come and stand up here. Up here. Face the crowd. All right, now blow your candles out, you two. Oh, no, they're not coming back to light. Oh, there they are. All right, can you guys tell me what is happening with your candle? Different color.
Blue.
Your candle's blue and it's got blue flames, right? And your candle's orange, it's got orange flames. Your candle is green and it's got green flames.
Mine's purple.
And purple flames and red flames. We all may have different gifts that God has given us. But we are called to use those gifts to light the world. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Pastor Dan. All right, you guys can blow your candles out. Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah, I'll take that. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's melting.
Ah, there you go. Sometimes, all right, you guys can blow it off. Sometimes the devil will try his best to turn our lights off. And like Osha said,
If we are plugged into the source of light, we'll continue to be the light of Jesus. Now, I need you guys to do one more thing for me.
Yeah.
I need you guys to get in a circle. And I need you to hold hands. And I love this because it's intergenerational. We're all there to support and mentor each other. Okay, so all hold hands, get in a circle. And I want you guys to hold that between you two. You hold one end and she holds the other. Take your head off. Oh, yeah, hold it again. Now you guys let go. Hold your hands again. You guys let go. Hold your hands again. If we can have the lights off, please. It's pretty cool, isn't it? I'm going to invite the church to stand, to all stand, please. And I know most of you have phones. All right, you can let go of that. So get your phone out. Get your phone out. Turn on your light. You guys can turn around. Look at the crowd. All turn your light on. Some of you were given candles that you can turn on and off.
Wait, do we stop holding hands?
You can stop holding hands if you want, yes. All turn your lights on. I'm going to give you an invitation today. And the invitation is this. God, or David in Psalms says that God has created all things for us. The heavens declare his glory. The skies, the moon, the sun, the stars, they speak of his work. So we know that we serve a mighty God. And I know that at some point in your life, there has been someone that's come along and they have helped you on your journey as a Christian. There's someone that's come along and mentored you. If I was to ask you right now, if you can think of someone that's made an impact on your life, you'll probably know someone. Thank you. You'll probably, you know, be able to name a few. So we know that everything God made was for us, and he's a great God. We walk outside, we look up there. Without the clouds, we can see the sun. We can see the beautiful sky, and we can feel its warmth, and we thank God. For those of you who go to the snow, when you go snowboarding, you're like, thank you, God, I can snowboard. For us that love the night, we go out and we look, where there's no cloud, we can see the stars and the moon. We can thank God because this is something that God wanted us to do. Whenever we see those things, we remember him. And then Jesus comes to earth and he says, hey, I am the light of the world. Now, I need interaction from you. So how was Jesus light of the world? Yeah.
He showed a different way.
He showed a different way. Anyone else? Any other thought? How is Jesus light of the world?
Chased away the darkness.
Sorry?
Chased away the darkness.
Wow. Darkness is, it only exists when light is not there. Exactly. How else was Jesus light of the world? Sorry? He revealed God. Very good. There's a special section in the Bible. I think it's Matthew chapter 25 where Jesus says, I was sick and you came and visited me. I was in jail, you came and visited. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. That's how Jesus became the light of the world. He did the things that no one else was doing. You see, if we want to win people over to Jesus, we got to do things that people aren't doing. And then Jesus turns around and turns it on us and he says, but you are the light of the world. So I'm going to give you an invitation. I was going to get the kids to come and invite you, but I don't want to hold you any longer. But Jesus is saying today, hey, I want you to shine your light. So my invitation for you is that wherever your light is, whether it's hidden, whether you've turned it off, whether it's you've given it to somebody else because you didn't want it anymore, whatever your light's doing, whether it's kind of dying, I want to invite you today to say, hey, I am going to stand up and I am going to be the light of the world, like Jesus said, because he has made a difference in my life. I want to make a difference in someone's life. Now, I want you to hold up your light. We all shine it together. Now, you guys saw what happened with this little thing, right? It doesn't happen when we're not connected. But watch this. It happens when we're connected. Now imagine our church, if we're all connected and we all made a decision today that, hey, we are going to be the light of the world in One Turner. We're going to be the church for the community. We are going to shine our light. Now imagine, just imagine that. In 10 years' time, this place is filled because your light was shining to someone. Let's pray. Father God, this morning or this afternoon, we thank you for reminding us all the beautiful lights, the natural light that you created for us. How creative are you, Lord? We serve a powerful God who changes lives, who shines his light and makes known our path, who tells us and he promises us that I have a plan for you, a plan for your future. You are the same God that came and lived amongst us and you walked amongst us and you healed the sick. You made the lame walk. You opened the eyes of the blind and you gave life and you gave salvation. And then you turn around and you called us, your disciples, and you said, you are now the light of the world. Father, today we stand as a church with our lights held up, accepting that invitation to be lights of the world. And may this church, Lord, may it shine so bright that people drive past and they just don't know what's happening here and they want to be part of it. May the lives that we live during the week shine that light where people just wonder, what are they connected to that I should be connecting to as well? Is there something better that these people offer? Because, man, they look so happy and so excited. Father, may we be that light. Thank you for this church. Thank you for what they do. Thank you for the people in it and the community that we've had and the family environment that we have. May we thrive as we are part of that community. We love you, Jesus, and we can't wait to see you when you come again. Thank you. Thank you. And everybody say, amen. Amen. Thank you so much, helpers. And I'm sorry that I burnt some of you.